Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors. I'm here today with Ron Drake, CEO, and Tim Anderson, CFO, to discuss Empresaria's full year 2020 results. Ronna, how would you describe the period?
The past year has been extremely challenging, but it has also presented opportunities. We started 2020 strongly. We saw the benefits of our operational initiatives put in place in 2019 take hold, delivering year-on-year profit growth in each of the first 3 months of 2020. As COVID-19 started to impact, the benefits of our Stronger Together initiative were evident as we responded swiftly and effectively, facing the challenges we encountered, not as individual businesses, but together as a group, sharing lessons learned and best practices. As we moved into the second half, we started to see signs of improvement. Our markets and clients started to adjust to the new normal, and we saw some positive momentum in some of our markets and sectors going into the final months of the year. The improved market conditions, combined with our benefits from our operational initiatives and strong cost controls, enabled us to deliver a higher level of adjusted profit before tax in the second half of the year compared to the first, despite net fee income being lower. We demonstrated the benefits of our diversification by market and sector, our Stronger Together initiative, and our overall resilience as a group. I am extremely proud of how the group performed and grateful for the strength and the commitment of our teams.
Tim, can you give a top-level overview of the results reported in the period?
Our results for 2020 reflect a challenging year that has been dominated by the impact of COVID-19. We started well, with three successive months of year-on-year profit growth before COVID-19 started to have a substantial impact across our operations. We took swift action on cost, and this, along with benefits from our operational initiatives and the diversity of our sectors and markets, meant that at an adjusted profit before tax level, we remained profitable in the second quarter. These benefits continued into the second half of the year when we delivered a higher level of adjusted profit before tax compared to the first half, despite a lower level of net fee income. For the full year, net fee income was $54.0 million, which was down 28% on 2019. Adjusted profit before tax was $5.2 million, down from $9.3 million in the prior year. And earnings per share was 4.1 pence per share, down from 8.5 pence. Our net debt fell significantly to 13.6 million, reflecting working capital inflows and demonstrating the resilience of our financing structure. In March 21, we refinanced our 15 million revolving credit facility for a further 2.5 years. The resilience of the group and the strength of our balance sheet have been in evidence throughout 2020. And as a result, the board is proposing a dividend of 1.0 pence per share for the year ended 31 December 2020. We remain cautious on the ongoing impact on the group, but believe we are well positioned to grow as demand returns to our markets.
Ronna, can you tell us about some of the specific highlights of the period?
Absolutely. Our offshore recruitment services sector, which is a key differentiator for the group, proved resilient. They demonstrated their agility and strength in our business model in India, moving over 1,000 employees to remote work in under 72 hours. We also returned the business to pre-COVID levels by the end of the year. In Germany, the surge in our supermarket sales increased demand for staffing from our logistics operation. And despite recruitment challenges due to border closures, we were able to meet the increased demand. We continued to drive our operational strategy forward and took advantage of this time to accelerate several of our key initiatives, including restructuring in key businesses to improve and optimize our operating models. Several of our businesses in our IT and professional sectors moved to a more sales and recruiting focused structure, enabling us to provide a higher touch service to both our candidates and our clients, along with greater scalability. We also made significant changes in structure to our business in Germany, as well as our aviation business. Investment in a common technology platform has continued to progress. And in fact, we were in the middle of implementation with three of our businesses when the pandemic hit, and we were able to maintain our target go-live date of July.
And how do you feel about the outlook?
Reflecting on the year overall, one of the biggest positives coming out of 2020 was the acceleration of the unity we had been building in the group as a result of facing the common challenge of COVID-19. We've shown in 2020 that we can continue to deliver effectively to our clients in this new normal and do so profitably. We are seeing some positive signs of demand returning. For example, our offshore recruitment services business is already back to pre-COVID levels and are seeing very strong demand coming into the year. Our healthcare business in the U.S. is also showing good momentum coming into this year with demand from the vaccination programs. Looking ahead, with the benefit of the operational investments and initiatives we have continued to drive forward this past year, I believe we are well placed to exit the pandemic stronger than we entered it.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.